This is Akashvani. The news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government had taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. He said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation.
विकसित भारत के सफर में तमिलनाडु का बहुत बड़ा रोल है मैं मानता हूं तमिलनाडु का सामर्थ्य जितना ज्यादा बढ़ेगा भारत की ग्रोथ उतनी ही तेज होगी बीते दशक में तमिलनाडु के विकास के लिए 2014 से पहले की तुलना में तीन गुना ज्यादा पैसा सेंटर से दिया गया है
Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism, and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Rama in Sangam literature.
I feel blessed. That I could pray at the Ramana Swami temple today. On this special day, I got the opportunity to hand over development project worth 8,300 crore rupees. These rail and road projects will boost connectivity in Tamil Nadu.
Underlining that infrastructure development in Tamil Nadu is a priority for his government, Mr. Modi highlighted, that over the past decade, Tamil Nadu's railway budget has increased more than sevenfold. He added that before 2014, rail projects in Tamil Nadu received only 900 crore rupees annually, while this year, the railway budget for Tamil Nadu exceeds 6,000 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu departed for Lisbon today, the first leg of a two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During a visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with a counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. Union Minister of Home Affairs Amit Shah today participated in a religious function in Pauta, located in the Kotputli Behror district in Rajasthan. He took part in the completion of the 108 Kundiya Rudra Mahamrityunjay Mahayagya organized at the Tapusthali of Yogi Baba Balnath in Bavdi. He said that Baba Balnath worked for public welfare, service to animals and birds, environmental protection and social harmony, a legacy that his followers continue to uphold. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Rama, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished all countrymen on the holy festival. In Punjab, senior farmer leader Jagjit Singh Dalewal has ended his fast at Fatehgarh Sahib today. He announced that he would end his fast but would continue leading the farmers' movement with renewed strength. He was on fast since November 2024, to get the farmers' demand met, including of legal guarantee on MSP. INS Trikand has provided urgent critical medical assistance to a Pakistani crew of a fishing vessel operating approximately 350 nautical miles east of the Oman coast. The Defence Ministry said that the Navy's mission-deployed stealth frigate INS Trikand intercepted a distress call from an Iranian Dow Al-Omidi where a crew member had sustained severe injuries to his fingers. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Gujarat Titans in Hyderabad this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium. Gujarat, with two wins with three matches, stands third in the points table, while Hyderabad, with just one from four matches, is desperate to halt a three-match